One of the best ways to celebrate summer in Cincinnati is taking the family or a group of friends to enjoy a free outdoor concert in a beautiful spot, with a stop for ice cream after the show, of course. Everybody loves free outdoor concerts in the summertime, right? But music in a cemetery? Well, yes. And why not? Beautifully landscaped grounds, serene setting, perfect for lawn chairs or blankets, plenty of parking and community. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is Dan Applegate with the Arlington Memorial Gardens. Dan, welcome.
Thank you, Elaine.
Let's talk about this idea of music in a cemetery. It's not completely new for Arlington Gardens, is it?
It isn't. And actually, it dates back all the way back to the 1930s when Arlington was established. But before Arlington's establishment, it was the Johnson Picnic Farm. And one of the events that they had on frequent occasions was musical events. And so people would come and enjoy the picnic grounds and also enjoy the music. And so back in the late 70s or early 80s, the management of Arlington at the time picked up on that and said, we're going to return to that tradition of music in the park. And so they started having concerts on Sunday. And that's something that we've continued right on through the years into the present time.
Was the Johnson family a prominent Cincinnati family that owned that property? Or?
They were a prominent Mount Healthy family.
Okay.
And the family actually lived in the house. The original homestead is still there. And they lived there for over 100 years. It wasn't until around 1910, 1915, that the family actually vacated the house and moved away from the farm. But they actually did the farming, and the Johnson family, the Johnson originators came from Maryland, and Mr. Johnson was a wagoneer for George Washington. He was given land by George Washington in the Cincinnati area, and that's what became the Johnson Farm, Picnic Grove, and then eventually Arlington.
Given land by George Washington?
Yes, it was granted land by George Washington. He served as a wagoneer in the Revolutionary War for George Washington.
Wow, that's really interesting. Had no idea about that. Well, you've already schooled me on some Cincinnati
Great.
History and Mount Healthy history, so I guess I should ask you exactly where is Arlington Gardens?
Off of Compton Road, and actually we're in Springfield Township, so we're in a little niche between Springfield Township, North College Hill, and Coleraine in Springfield Township proper. And it's 165 acres, but you may recognize us most likely from the open field, the open land that we have that it runs adjacent to Ronald Reagan Highway, and that would be between the Hamilton Avenue and the Coleraine Avenue exits. So if you're headed west, if you look over to your right and you think you're looking at a golf course, you're not. You're looking at part of the grounds of Arlington Memorial Gardens.
And now the summer concert series. How many years have you been doing this now?
They began or returned to the concerts in the late 70s or early 80s. The format has changed a little bit. The audience has changed. Until about 5 years ago or so, we had a lot of big bands, and we still have big bands from time to time. But we have gravitated or evolved more to, 70s and 80s type of music that draws the appropriate age in.
So, sure, sure. Yeah. It's the standards of today.
It is.
So with that being said, what have you got in store for this summer?
Concerts are slated as the second Sunday concert series at 7. And so they all begin at 7 o'clock on our, what we call the Arlington South Lawn. It's right next to the lake. And so on June 9th, we have Forever Diamond coming in. Forever Diamond is a very popular local group. They play Neil Diamond songs, maybe with a little twist, maybe a little up-tempo for some of them, but it's all Neil Diamond music, and they're very popular, and they draw a good crowd wherever they're at. They don't play a lot in the Cincinnati area. They only play a few times a year, so we're glad to have them. Always bring a good crowd. And then in July, we have a really talented group, Second Wind. That's July 14th. Again, this is at 7 o'clock. They play a lot of Motown music, new and old school, R&B, a lot of top 40 pop and classic rock. So they're very diversified and very, very talented. It's hard not to dance with them.
I was just going to ask you, do they dance on the grass?
Oh, they do. Yes. We've seen that more and more, of course, as some of the crowd gets younger. We see a lot more dancing. And so it's fine. It's an open area. There's no problem with that. And then in August, on August the 11th, we bring in a Cincinnati favorite, Bluestone Ivory. Probably enough said about them. Everybody knows who Bluestone Stone Ivory is. They play a lot of great music.
The horn bands.
It's a horn band. Chicago. Great music.
My guest is Dan Applegate with the Arlington Second Sunday Summer Concert Series at Arlington Gardens. What is this best seat in the house drawing, Dan?
It's actually an idea that I stole from Ohio State. I go to Ohio State football games, and they always have a best seat in the house at the games. So I thought that's something we could do for the concerts. And so what we did was we went out and bought a big old two-seater cushion sofa that we set up on a stage, center concert. So it's in a very good position for viewing the concert. And then we ask people to sign in on a raffle, and we draw the winner, and they get to sit in the best seat in the house up on a riser so they can see very well. And then we give them a little spiff to purchase some food and drinks from Pit to Plate, who the Pit to Plate food truck comes into all of our concerts and provides the refreshments and the food.
It sounds like a pretty cool idea, and Ohio State probably stole it from somebody else.
So I'm sure they did, yeah.
Are these shows family-friendly, Dan?
They're very family-friendly. I don't think there's anybody that would attend any of these concerts that would be afraid to bring their kids or grandkids or you know, young children. And we see a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And that's, of course, the idea of the concerts to begin with, is to provide some free concerts, some free entertainment where you can pitch a blanket on a Sunday evening and have a good time.
Pet-friendly?
Pet-friendly, yes. There's a lot of open space, and we see kids throwing balls, mm-hmm. and playing catch and throwing footballs and, you know, frisbees and all of the things that you would see. There's a lot of open space, and concerts are typically anywhere from 90 minutes to 2 hours. And so we generally can keep the kids interested enough that they're not totally bored.
And it stays light till 9 or 9:30 of the nights of the year.
It does. And that's one of the reasons we don't have longer concerts. We don't want people to be in the cemetery in the park when it's dark. So we usually have people out of the park by 9 o'clock.
You mentioned food trucks. Are people permitted to bring their own picnics?
We encourage people to bring a picnic basket with them if they want to. And a lot of people have been doing that. We see more and more people actually throwing, you know, a blanket on the ground and just sitting there and having a picnic and actually showing up 45 minutes to an hour earlier than the concert starts. So it's a nice shady area. And even in the most unbearable Ohio humid evenings, it's pretty cool there.
Rain or shine?
Rain or shine, and we really try to proceed with the concerts. We really dislike canceling them. On occasion, we've had to cancel. The best thing to do if the weather gets a little dicey is go to our website at www.amgardens.org, and we'll continue to provide updates if the weather looks iffy.
Plenty of parking on site?
There is a lot of parking now. It's roadside parking. We have a small parking lot back in the area, but it's mostly roadside parking on our roads. Obviously, the earlier you arrive, the better the parking is. We usually, and I think almost always, have golf carts available so that we have people taking, if you have to park some distance away, then we'll pick you up and take you in. There's just one other thing. We have another concert that isn't part of the summer concert series, but it's something that we did last year and it was well received. We're having a kickoff July 4th concert, and that's with Rodney Barber, who is a organist, as actually an accomplished musician. He is a former Reds organist. He comes in. We actually have it in our chapel. Last year we sat about 175 people who attended. The space is limited, but it's a good time, and Rodney's a great entertainer, and everybody really enjoyed the organ concert that we had last year. It's a good way to kick off the 4th of July weekend.
A lot of music, a lot of Cincinnati connection there. Arlington Memorial Gardens is a 165-acre park located on Compton Road in Springfield Township on land that was originally granted by General George Washington to the Johnson family for services rendered during the war. It was at one time known as the Johnson Picnic Grove, now Arlington Memorial Gardens, will come alive with the sound of music on the second Sunday of each month this summer. For more information on the bands, Forever Diamond on June 9th, Second Wind on July 14th, and Bluestone Ivory on August 11th, visit our website, wvxu.org. We'll also provide a link with directions and weather updates and more. Dan Applegate with Arlington Gardens, thank you for visiting.
Thank you so much.
Here's to dry Sunday evenings this summer.
We hope. Thank you.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.